I just thought it might be worthwhile publishing a short extract from tonight's Newsnight. It strikes me that very often programmes like Newsnight get listened to once when they are being broadcast, and therefore we may miss sometimes something worth listening to again. And out of the noise that is going on, the extraordinary noise that is going on around the children who've been abused, Newsnight, BBC, etc. There was just a little 2 or 3 minutes of clarity that came from a combination of a guy called Professor Richard Wortley, who wasn't known to me until this evening, and two people who were, Eddie Mayer and Esther Ranson. And I thought I would just pick them up and drop them into Audioboo so that anyone who wanted to listen to them, perhaps a second time in case they missed it, or a first time if they missed it, I thought it would be worth doing that.
Richard Wortley, let me bring you in here, because it's worth saying, isn't it, that while all of our focus, a lot of the media's focus in recent weeks has been on celebrities and alleged paedophile rings, for most children who are abused, if that's our primary concern, they're not being abused by celebrities, are they?
Not at all. As serious as those cases are, we know that about 95% of child sex abuse occurs between perpetrators and victims who know each other, have pre-existing relationships. About 60%, in fact, occur within the home, and the other 35 or so between friends or friends of the family or other acquaintances. So it's very much the tail of the dog.
And those children will already have great difficulty in thinking about speaking out. I wonder what effect you think all of this will have on them.
Well, I don't think it will help them speak out, but I think the reasons that they don't speak out are very complex. It's not just fear. It can be fear. It can be concerns that they won't be believed. In many cases, it's the fact that they are in a pre-existing authority relationship with the perpetrator. Often they don't understand they've been abused, or they can't separate out the abuse from normal parenting or normal authority kinds of activities. For example, they may be abused while being bathed, and can be difficult. They can also have feelings of loyalty towards the abuser. In fact, many cases, if the abuser is a parent or a guardian, they love the guardian.
And so in those circumstances, Esther Ranson, what are those children supposed to do when they've seen all the Savile stuff with children apparently being ignored, and now they've seen a man who was certainly abused over a number of years in North Wales getting involved in this media kerfuffle?
Any child is being abused now, whoever the abuse is by, and I've had a child ringing Childline say, explain why she couldn't tell us where she was, because she said, I've got two daddies, I've got lovely daddy and monster daddy. If I tell you where I am, you'll take monster daddy away and I'll lose lovely daddy as well, which is exactly what Richard was talking about. But they must speak out. Well, what we do at Childline is we encourage them to speak to a trusted adult, because that way we can stop the abuse. If it's mum, if it's grandmother, if it's the parent of a friend, we can stop the abuse. But what really concerns me is that abuser doesn't go to trial. And what worries me most about all these stories is that the reason the original disclosures about Savile didn't go to trial is that our adversarial court process militates so ferociously against a child. A defence barrister said to me, I don't care how great a monster my client is or what it takes to break down a child, it's my job to do it and I will. And as long as we continue to use our adversarial process to break down children, these disclosures will not come to court.
Steve Hewlett, just finally on the journalism, this news that...
And just a last word about, I was talking to my agent today, my publishing agent, about unheard voices. And I feel very strongly at the moment there are some unheard voices, plenty of them, around the whole child abuse scandal that's happening. First and foremost, of course, are the voices of children. They are entirely absent from, I hesitate to call it a conversation. There's not much conversation going on, there's a lot of opinion. But anyway, we're not hearing children's voices, any children's voices. We're not hearing, are we, the voice of abusers. And at some point, I think we should try and listen to people who have abused children. Because until we start to listen to them, hopefully from a point of view of them realising what an appalling thing it is they've done, I think we need to hear that voice. Because until we do, then we are left with calling them monsters. It would be easy if they were monsters. They're not monsters. A point that was eloquently made in the Newsnight clip. These are people getting on with their life in many ways. And those voices are missing too. So, food for thought. I'm certainly thinking about conversations that I might want to record soon. So, anyway, that's it. Audio boot over.